Christmas means different things to different people, and different people celebrate Christmas in different ways. Some people, they look forward to the presents. Anyone here looking forward to the presents? Yes, I thought so. Yes, some people, they look forward to the partying and the socializing and things like that. Anyone want to admit to that? For other people, the most important part of Christmas is, of course, the family meal. And that's a time when everyone gathers together and enjoys time together. Now, it's great if you're just going along to someone's house. If you're organising it, it can be a little bit more of a problem. But the family meal, for many people, is the focus of Christmas. The time when everyone gathers together. And often, it's the only time of year when everyone gets together. Because families, they have all sorts of different people in them, don't they? When you think about the family, there's all sorts of people. There's some people who may be very successful and CEOs of companies and things like that. And then there may be other people in the same family who aren't quite as successful at all. There may be some people who are very affluent, one side of the family, another side of the family. They may really be struggling to make ends meet. And most of the time, these people, they don't really rub shoulders with one another. The CEO of a company is rarely seen in the working man's club. And the person who goes to the working man's club is also rarely a member of that posh golf club. Two groups of people, they just don't really meet together. And in our society, we see that different sorts of people, they don't meet together that much. They do in some places, football terraces. You get all sorts of people standing shoulder to shoulder there. And in churches as well, you get all sorts of different people. But generally, we stick to the people who are just like us for most of the time, until it comes to Christmas. And then you've got to put up with the in-laws, which is always a delight. It is those big family meals. And around that table, all sorts of different people. And this is one of the wonderful things about the way that we celebrate Christmas traditionally, which reflects something about the true meaning of Christmas. And it's something that we've seen in our different readings, but you may not have realized it. In our families, we get all these different people, rich and poor, all coming together at Christmas. And when it comes to worshipping the baby Jesus, we get different sorts of people coming to worship him. We've had the reading, haven't we, about the shepherds. The shepherds who were up there on the hills, just minding their own business, going about their daily jobs. And they have this vision of the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord says, go to Bethlehem. While we've got the kings, the magi, the wise men, men with their different names. But these were people in a far off land. And God spoke to them as well through a star which they followed and led them straight to the baby Jesus. We know about these two groups of people, but do we realize that they are at completely opposite ends of the social spectrum in those days? We may not. We certainly don't realize it when we watch the children's nativity, where they all come up and they all come along together. But these were completely different sorts of people. So let's think about each of them in turn. First of all, the shepherds. Now, when we read the Bible, we often get a very positive image of being a shepherd. And in the early days of Israel, in the Old Testament, being a shepherd was an honorable career. But by the time we'd got to the point when Jesus was born, being a shepherd was a job that was really frowned upon. In fact, the rabbis and teachers of the law at that time, they're taking a very dim view of these people who were always in direct contact with these animals. So being a shepherd was a position which was actually way down the social order. Now, in those days, they didn't have anything like a benefit system. So if you couldn't work, you had to beg. And if you were right down at the bottom and you were fit enough to do something other than begging, you'd look after the sheep. It's right down there at that end of the spectrum. And they weren't even your sheep that you were looking after. It was a dirty job. It was a hard job. They were up on the hills at night looking after the sheep. And they were defending the sheep. as well, because in those days there were mountain lions and there were bears. They would come for the sheep, and if they couldn't get a sheep, they'd happily take a shepherd. You know, it was a dangerous job. It was a job, though, that was reserved for those people right down in society. It was a job that was considered absolutely essential. But it was one of those jobs that maybe you wouldn't really want to do, like cleaning out the dog poo bins or something like that. It's that sort of stigma associated with it. So these are the shepherds, and these are the first ones that the angels go and see. Isn't that remarkable? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he steps down from the glory of heaven. He's the one through whom the world has been created. Everything belongs to him. And the first people, besides Mary and Joseph, who hear about it and know about it, are some of the lowest members of society. That just shows you how vast God's love is. And it just shows you how important each and every person is. The Bible tells us that mankind, humanity, is made in God's image, which means each and every person is precious in God's sight. We live in a culture where we have all these different levels of society, and the people at the top, they don't think much about the people at the bottom, and the people at the bottom, well really, they don't think much about the people at the top either. But God loves those people who are right down at the bottom. And the wonderful thing about it is that God doesn't just love those people, because here we go on to our second group of people, who are, of course, the wise men, these kings, these magi. And these are people who come from a far-off land. They were foreigners. They were outsiders. They were people who had never been there before. They were people who were different to the people who were living around Bethlehem and Jerusalem. So we've got completely different people. People who are outsiders. For those of us who are Christians, we know how the Jews viewed those people who were Gentiles. They thought they were dirty. They thought they were unclean. They thought they had no sort of relationship with God whatsoever. And yet these are the people that the Lord has brought from a far off land. And this reminds us that the message of reconciliation with God that Jesus brought wasn't just for the nation of Israel, but it's for the whole world. And these people, well, the quality of their presence tells us the sort of people they were. Gold, frankincense, myrrh, all of them really precious. All of them really, really valuable. These items which the ordinary people, they'd have never even seen. So these people were rich. They were right up at the other end of society. And they're wise men. They're people who study. They're scholars. These are people who are like university lecturers. That's the sort of standing they would have in our society today. Right up at the other end of the social scale. So we've got these people who are right at the bottom, and we've got these rich people who are right at the top. All of them are invited to come and worship the Lord Jesus. And this tells us quite clearly that God, he's interested in saving all of humanity, not just those people who are very poor, and not just those people who are very rich, but each and every person is welcome to come to him. A bit like those family gatherings we have at Christmas, where if you're in the family, you're welcome to come along. It doesn't matter what your life is like. It doesn't matter the sort of things that you've done. You're welcome to come along to the family gathering because you're family. And when it comes to the real reason for Christmas, which is being made at peace with God, which is what Jesus came to do, each and every person is welcome. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, what the color of your skin is, whether you belong here, whether you're an outsider. All are welcome to come to him. So this Christmas, that's just something to think about, something to ponder about. How are you a person who has come to the Lord Jesus Christ? If you feel that you've got nothing to offer because you're really poor, don't worry. He accepted shepherds. If you think, oh, I've got all the riches of this earth, you still need him. Because the riches of this earth won't get you right with God. Every person needs to come to him to be forgiven and be made right with God. And this is why we celebrate Christmas each and every year. Because God has made it possible for us to be made right with him. Each and every one of us, no matter who we are or where we are. Amen.